Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Whirlpool kitchen appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your kitchen's unique needs and style. Shop Whirlpool 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelda providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelda can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi and continuing coverage of the case against Brian Koberger.
So picture this. It's June 5th, 25. Prosecutors in Idaho are basically having a legal meltdown. They've just filed what I can only describe as the judicial equivalent of "Are you effing kidding me right now?" Brian Koberger's defense team wants to delay his murder trial again. The reason this time? Wait for it. A Dateline episode and a James Patterson book. I'm not making this stuff up. After 2.5 years of preparing to try a man allegedly responsible for one of the most horrific crimes in recent memory, the defense is clutching their pearls over some true crime content that really doesn't matter if it's been out there. Some's been released, some has not. The book? Not out yet. But just in case, Brian better have a little cushion before he steps into that courtroom. You know, it's Brian. Let me back up, because if you are not familiar with this case, you need to understand why the latest move is making prosecutors lose their minds. November 13th of 2022, four University of Idaho students are murdered in their off-campus home. Kaylee Gonzalez, Madison Mogens, Anna Kernodle, and Ethan Chapin. Young people with their whole lives ahead of them, killed in what police described as a targeted attack. The surviving roommate, Dylan Mortensen, allegedly sees a masked man leaving the house that night. She's the only eyewitness. Remember that detail because it comes to be very important just a little later on in this story. Fast forward to December 30th of 2022. Police arrest Brian Koberger, a PhD student in criminology at Washington State University, just a few miles away from Moscow, Idaho. The evidence against him, according to prosecutors, is overwhelming. They've got his DNA on a knife sheath found at the crime scene. Not just any DNA, mind you, but what they call single-source DNA, meaning it's not mixed with anyone else. They've got surveillance footage of his white Hyundai Elantra near the victim's home. Cell phone data allegedly puts him in the area multiple times before the murders. And get this, when police ask him about his whereabouts that night, his alibi is that he was out driving around looking at the moon and stars on a very cloudy night at 3 a.m. in November in Idaho. Now, here's where it gets interesting, and by interesting, I mean infuriating. If you're the prosecution, since his arrest, Koberger's defense team has been playing what I like to call the legal delay bingo. Get your card out, and you just see where, ooh, postage stamp. I want an orange at the old folks' home. So I used to play bingo, kids. I would beat the hell out of those 80-year-olds, let me tell you. And I would take their dimes, their little Debbies, and anything that wasn't nailed down to the ground. I walked out of there like a baller, waving at those old folks in their chairs, going, I'm going to walk out of here while you roll. Okay, I'm kidding. I really enjoyed hanging out with the old folks when I was younger. And it was fun. It was my great-grandma. And we played bingo. And I enjoyed it. And I enjoyed winning my dime or my little Debbie or whatever they were giving away that day. Happy memories. Not like this story, though. In October of 2023, they waived his right to a speedy trial. Check. Then they successfully get the trial moved 300 miles away to Moscow from Moscow to Boise. Check. They file motion after motion after motion trying to suppress evidence. The DNA evidence, they want it thrown out. The cell phone data, it's inadmissible, they say. The surveillance footage, problems there too, apparently. Well, Judge Stephen Hempler denies every single one of those motions, but that doesn't stop them from trying. The defense team led by attorney Ann Taylor has assembled what sounds like a small army. Three trial attorneys, two investigators, and more than a dozen experts. They've submitted 2,100 pages of what they call mitigation materials. They've identified 132 exhibits and 55 potential witnesses just for the penalty phase, over 1,000 exhibits and nearly 200 witnesses for the actual trial. Five mental health professionals have done what prosecutors describe as a deep dive into Koberger's background, and yet somehow they need a little more time. Here's what really gets me about this latest delay request. The defense is arguing that the media coverage, specifically the Dateline episode and the upcoming Patterson book, will taint the jury pool. But there's been a gag order in place since 23. Nobody involved in the case is supposed to talk to the media. So they're mad about what came out on Dateline. That potential jurors might watch that. And it rehashes publicity available elsewhere for the last 3 years. And someone might read a book about a murder case. That's never happened before. They're trying to treat this like it's 1985, and it's not. It's 2025. And things have changed. Like, people absorb information has changed. And you know what? You're not going to get around that with any sort of order or delay. The longer you wait, the more people are going to see. In the age of Netflix and true crime podcasts, good luck finding 12 people who haven't heard about this case. And that's just kind of the way it is. Trust me, there's plenty of people who don't touch true crime. You will find them. Trials go on all over the place, all the time. You'll figure it out. Prosecutor Bill Thompson is having none of it. In his June 5th filing, he basically tells the judge that delaying the trial will only create more opportunities for pretrial publicity, not fewer. Yes, common sense. I like trying to stop people from talking about something by giving them more time to talk about it. The logic doesn't track. Thompson points out that the state has processed 95% of their evidence. They've turned over 51 terabytes of digital evidence to the defense. 51 terabytes. You know how much data that is? It's like, actually, I can't even come up with a comparison that makes sense. It's an insane amount of information. But here's the kicker. The defense claims they're not ready because they haven't received all the expert reports from the prosecution. The prosecution says they've disclosed 25 expert witnesses and provided everything required under court orders. It's the classic he said, she said expert in the case. It's more like, we gave you everything versus we need to investigate our client's entire life history before we can go to trial. Let's talk about that for a second. The defense wants to conduct what prosecutors call a scorch-the-earth life history investigation. They apparently want to examine every moment of Brian Koberger's existence to prepare for trial. Look, I get it. It's a death penalty case. The stakes couldn't be higher. But at what point does thorough preparation cross into just basically delay tactics? When you've had 2.5 years, when you've got a team of attorneys and experts, when you've already compiled thousands of pages of materials, the prosecution brings up something that should make everyone pause. The victims' families have constitutional rights too. Under Idaho's Victims' Rights Amendment, they have a right to a timely disposition of the case. Can you imagine? Your child, your sibling, your friend is murdered and you have to wait years for justice while the defense files motion after motion, delay after ridiculous delay. Every postponement is another wound. Every delay is another period of time of limbo where closure materials just remain out of reach. And speaking of affecting people, remember Dylan Mortensen, the surviving roommate who allegedly saw the killer? She's been waiting to testify for over 2 years now. Memory fades. Details get fuzzy. The longer this drags on, the more her testimony might be affected. Former FBI agent Mike Gilman pointed this out, saying the defense has been able to stall it over and over again. Legal analyst Royal Oaks was even more blunt, calling it a defense strategy of delay. It's working beautifully. Here's what really burns me up about the whole situation. The defense filed what they call an alternative perpetrator theory. Basically, they are saying that someone else did it. But when Judge Hippler asked for actual evidence to support this theory, he got what he described as just allegations. The judge literally said much of their filing was potentially fairly objectionable in terms of admissibility. Translation, you can't just throw theories at the wall and see what sticks. But he's looking at it. He's doing his job. The prosecution also takes issue with how the defense characterizes the discovery process. The defense has accused prosecutors of slow-walking evidence, which Thompson calls utter nonsense. He calls everything requested has been provided. But here's where it gets almost comical. The defense is complaining about audio evidence related to video footage, claiming prosecutors have withheld the audio. You know what this audio sounds like? It sounds like someone who's run out of legitimate complaints and is now nitpicking about whether the surveillance video came with sound, which, by the way, most surveillance footage does not come with sound. It's surveillance footage. Let's step back and look at the pattern here. December 22 arrest, October 23, waive speedy trial rights throughout 24, multiple motions to suppress evidence, all denied. Successful venue change, failed attempt at interlocutory appeal to the Idaho Supreme Court, and now June 25, please delay because of media coverage that hasn't happened yet. Do you see what's happening? This isn't about being unprepared, it's about running out the clock. The legal precedent is pretty clear on this stuff. There's a Supreme Court case called Vermont versus Brillion that says delays caused by defendants of their counsel weigh against them and generally won't support a speedy trial claim. In other words, you can't create your own delays and then complain about how long everything is taking. There's another case, Barker versus Wingo, that lays out factors in courts that they should consider when deciding about delays. The prosecution is basically saying, look at all these factors, Judge, we're ready. The evidence is strong. The victims deserve justice. What more do you need? And about that evidence being strong, let's review what prosecutors allegedly have. DNA on the knife sheath. That matches Koberger. Kind of a big one right there. Surveillance footage of his car. Cell phone data, putting him in the area. An alibi that sounds like something a creative writing student would come up with too much coffee. I was looking at the moon and stars. Really? That's what you're going with? Really? Deputy Attorney General Ingrid Batesy apparently asked how cell tower data could possibly support this alibi. I'd love to know the answer to that one, too. The defense has had every opportunity to prepare. They've got resources that most defendants could only dream of. Multiple attorneys, investigators, experts. They've been given tons of terabytes of evidence. They've had 2.5 years. At some point, you have to fish or cut bait. You can't keep asking for more time because you want to investigate every single moment of your client's life, or because someone might make a TV show about your case that's been national news for years. What's really going on? The defense knows the evidence is bad. Really bad. When you've got your client's DNA at a murder scene and his best explanation for being out that night is lunar observation, you're not working with a lot. So what do? You delay. You file motions. You complain about discovery. You worry about books that haven't been published yet. You do everything except go to trial, because going to trial means facing that evidence in front of 12 jurors who are going to wonder why a PhD student in criminology was allegedly creeping around a house where 4 people ended up dead. The prosecution's message is clear. Enough is enough. They quote directly, "It's time to try the case." They argue there's no legal authority to support the defendant's desire for more time. They point out that the Idaho Supreme Court precedent doesn't require the defense to investigate every aspect of a defendant's life before trial. They emphasize the victim's rights and their family's need for closure. They've done everything but hire a skywriter to spell out "stop stalling" over the courthouse. Look, I understand the gravity of a death penalty case. I understand the need for transparency. I understand the need for a vigorous defense, but there's a difference between being thorough and being obstructionist. There's a difference between protecting your client's rights and gaming the system. After 2.5 years with mountains of evidence disclosed, teams of lawyers and experts at their disposal, and multiple failed attempts to suppress evidence, the defense's latest delay tactic based on hypothetical media coverage feels less like legitimate legal strategy and more like desperation. Judge Hippler has a decision to make. Does he grant yet another delay in a case that's already been postponed from June to August of 25? Does he tell the victims' families they have to wait even longer for their day in court? Does he let concerns about a TV show override the constitutional right to a timely trial? Or does he finally say what prosecutors are begging him to say? It's time. The oral arguments are set for June 18th. Of 2025. That's when we'll find out if this legal merry-go-round keeps spinning or if someone finally hits the stop button. Because at some point, justice delayed really does become justice denied. And in a case where 4 young people allegedly lost their lives in the most horrific way imaginable, haven't we delayed long enough? The moon and the stars will still be there after the trial. Brian Koberger should probably start preparing to explain why he was allegedly looking at them on a night 4 students died. Give me your thoughts in the comments. What do you think of this case? Where it's going? Where we're at right now? Should it be delayed? It is a death penalty case. Or have they had enough time, and Ann Taylor's going to request to delay this basically until everyone's dead? Into eternity. Or is it time to get this show on the road and see what we got or what we don't got? Tell me in the comments section. Hit subscribe wherever you're listening to the podcast. If you want to interact on YouTube, just search for us, Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. You can follow me on Twitter as well, at Tony, TonyBPod. All right, there you go. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thank you guys for watching. We will talk again real soon.
Want to stay on top of the latest true crime cases? Press subscribe now and never miss a breaking update from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.